on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
God, you do it.
I don't know, the ding.
Yeah, well, just do it.
Ding, 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 ding.
10 bells. I hate that.
10 bell salute.
You know, it's never good. It's an honor to run it, to play it after somebody passes away. And it doesn't have to be a celebrity. It doesn't have to be a legend. And for those of you that may or may not be aware, and Matt's over there throwing some pizzas into the oven, he may not even be aware, the passing of Mean Gene Okerlund.
Mean Gene.
You know, I mean, again, L word?
Yes.
Is he?
He was as integral of those promos as the WWF superstars.
Equal to the late legend himself, Gordon Solie?
Gordon was before my time, so I can't speak on
that. So you don't even know?
All right. No. All right. I've seen the Mean Gene promos.
Right.
So I'll say yes. Because if you're willing to put him there and you've seen both, then I would say yes.
Well, and again, I was just getting ready to ask you that. What makes someone a legend? You know, now in a sport, in a fight, you know, in baseball, it's stats.
His was playing the character of a reporter on something that's scripted and the reactions that he had, because some of the stuff was just improv anyway. But the reactions he had, I saw one today, and I think it was Hogan that was cutting the promo, and it said he looked like he was interviewing someone from the Middle East. He just had a straight look on his face as this guy's going crazy on the mic.
He was
good. He's a legend.
Okay. Well, and again, you know, it's the word that I don't like to use too much. But, yeah, the passing of Mean Gene. I believe he lived in Sarasota.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Spent some time at Tampa General. All right. Well, again, you know, we don't have to be a downer, you know, about it. But, you know, when something like that happens, you know, also, and not to the level of a 10-bell salute, but the Purdue fan.
Tyler Trent.
Also passed away. When did that happen?
Yesterday. I think they said it was yesterday morning. So it's kind of fitting, such a huge college football fan and battling a rare form of cancer, to pass away on New Year's Day, the biggest day for college football. It just seemed kind of...
Didn't you tell me that the Colts flew him to a game?
The owner of the Colts offered his private jet so he could go to the bowl game, and he was a captain on Friday in Nashville.
Very cool.
Yeah, so he was there, the coin toss, he was on the sideline. They showed a video. So I guess what happened was he had cancer in 2014. He beat it. He was in remission. It came back like 6 months or 4 months before he was supposed to start his freshman year at Purdue. And he said, I'm going my first day. And he had a complete hip replacement, showed up the first day, camped out for tickets. He went to chemo in the day before. He was first in line, took a picture with the coach. He didn't even tell the coach his story. The coach had to find out. And then that's when he became part of the team, that, you know, this guy is battling so much, but he's supporting. And then everything happened when he said, we're beating Ohio State. And they beat Ohio State.
And they beat Ohio State. And yesterday we went out to the Outback Bowl and we watched Iowa. And, you know, Iowa does, what is it?
I'm
trying to figure out whose mic is which, so I'm turning him off.
At just behind, I believe the stands is the Children's Hospital, and they started a wave because on the top level is kind of like their press box. So the kids go into the room, watch the game. They can watch it on TV or they can watch it from out the window because they're that high up across the street.
And they were doing it. Yesterday, so. It was kind of cool. Matthew, what's up, buddy?
Happy New Year, guys.
I believe you went to the Great White North.
I did. Just south of Canada in Indiana.
And how'd that go?
Amazing. Got to see my family and friends.
Things went more amazing for you than it did for Gustafson.
Oh, yes. That was not a good way to end the year.
Does this, I don't want to say make, because I thought he was, but again, it's still going to come up with when you bring up the steroids. Does this put John Jones as the GOAT at this time? And again, let's keep in mind, because we're going to talk about a few things over the next 2 hours. The GOAT, anybody can be a GOAT. And just because you're the GOAT now doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be the GOAT
later.
Later. Somebody can take that GOAT status.
Of course.
You know, everybody's now saying Amanda Nunes is the GOAT.
She knocked out Rousey in round one and Cyborg in round one. So.
And that doesn't take away
a good case.
People that said whether Ronda was or whether people were calling Cyborg the GOAT. She could have been the GOAT up till then.
Sure.
You know, Babe Ruth could have been the GOAT up until somebody topped him and went on to bigger and better things.
That's why they fight. I mean, Demetrius Johnson losing this year to Cejudo. You know, he was a GOAT up to that point. Now where is he? He got traded.
Well, and again, I'm still going to argue that. He didn't get traded. He didn't. He got released.
It was an orchestrated release, sign and trade.
But wouldn't,
it was a sign and trade.
Well, it really wasn't a
just
sign
like
and
the
trade.
NBA, the sign and trade. He agreed that he was going to this company if the other guy, Askren, signed with the UFC.
But what could have happened
is
they could have balked on it.
One could have said, I'm not going.
Exactly. Now, a sign and trade, you signed
but he
them.
Was still under contract. They relieved him of his contract.
Well, once they relieve him of the contract.
But not until the other paperwork is signed. You're not going to release Demetrius until you get in paper that Ben Askren is agreeing to your
terms. So in that analogy, Ben Askren was released first. Because if they're not going to sign the paperwork releasing Demetrius Johnson until they get the paperwork saying Askren has been released, they both can't be released simultaneously.
Yes, they can.
All right, so they're going to FaceTime each other and put the pen close to the paper.
They're probably all in the same room.
Yeah, they probably met in an arbitration meeting. Or
in Los Angeles, at WMEIMG.
Yeah, I'm going to say that didn't happen.
I'm going to say they did.
I'm sure it was something. Closing on a house, transaction takes place at the closing.
Is that where it happens?
That's where it happens.
I purchased a home 3 years ago.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there, but your representative was.
No.
How did you purchase a home without closing on it?
We closed on it. I just wasn't there.
Who was there? Somebody represented you.
No, nobody represented me.
A realtor, a broker.
He only represents himself.
Yeah, I don't have anybody represent me.
I represent you pretty well.
No, that's what's scary. That's why I'm
speaking of that, we have a new thing that we're going to start.
Yeah, we are.
Ooh, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
So in the second hour,
okay,
everyone does
that. That means you're going to give him a half an hour to prepare.
Absolutely. I want to give him I want him to prepare. I want this to actually work.
Okay.
Because it has his name on it.
So is it better, before you say what it is it better that we talk about it or not even talk about it and do it next week so he puts 100% into it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, because then I'll have all these ideas, and
we don't want his ideas.
No, we don't, okay. Especially when it comes to this. Okay, so.
Good ideas.
It's the first show of the new year, everyone does their recap or awards. So we're going to do our awards.
Okay.
Knockout Radio, it's going to be the McClellans. Yes. It's the bonehead.
Yeah, his head just blew up.
It's the bonehead. What were you thinking of 2018? Who wins
the
McClellans.
Naked Pizza Man Award. Give me the Naked Pizza
See,
Man
See, I told you.
It's the McClellans.
He doesn't know how to keep his mouth
shut. You guys are talking about people that have passed away in 2018. What about the rest in peace of the Red Mohawk? I mean, it was a good spring to...
McClellan gets a McClellan already.
Yeah.
He's in the leader for the 2019 award.
Who the winner is?
We just started this show for 2019, and the winner of the 2019 McClellan is this knucklehead to my right.
Yeah.
I
told you not to give him a week.
Undisputed.
Yeah. The undisputed moron of 2019.
I'll take that award.
I could give you my McClellan right now.
How about we'll have a weekly update, too, on who's in the leader box.
And my McClellan is when we fired him live. When I fired him live on the air.
At his own establishment.
At his own establishment.
But I shouldn't even give you this information. But I was digging through a whole box of Mementos yesterday, and I found
Mementos. Mementos, that was his grandfather's favorite candy.
It was a great movie as well. But I found in my fraternity picture from college when I was a founding father of Sigma Nu fraternity.
Very fitting.
And on the back, I had the fortitude to write down all the names, even though I knew everyone at the time. I was like, maybe in the future I need to know who these people are. So
did
I wrote down.
Did they know who you were?
I found a few on Facebook, but I wrote their name and their nickname. And apparently I forgot that my nickname in college was Jughead from, I don't know, a cartoon or something.
That'd be Archie, right?
Yes. And so. And so apparently one
was
night
Archie and Jughead, right?
We rented a U-Haul. We went to a bowl game, a football game, and I was in the back of U-Haul, and somehow I stopped at a Burger King, put a crown on my head.
What bowl game?
You didn't write that one down, did you?
I'll be honest. I'd never really made it inside the bowl game. I didn't actually see the event.
You but barely made it inside
lot.
Yesterday.
I made it to the parking lot, and we didn't know where we were. We were in the back of a U-Haul driving across state, so it was a pretty epic moment.
All right, I wasn't paying attention. Was it worth listening to that?
Sure. No. Not. Okay. So now my nickname is Jughead.
The best part about it is
the Jughead Award. That's it.
It's the McClellan. The McClellans. I like the McClellans.
Jughead.
It's the McClellan.
But in all seriousness, in 2018, we did lose some pretty big influence.
Okay. It's tentatively called the McClellan, and it'll eventually be called whatever the name of his replacement is.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I was going to think of something else, but it's FCC's radio, so right. I really can't say it.
Look, I go on vacation for 1 week, I come back, I'm already demoted to co-host my own restaurant.
The other thing, when he said he was a founding member of the fraternity, so there was no one else to nix him getting in. They just accept whoever. Because
that's how you get in.
It's the opening class.
Here's the truth.
And the thing is, my cousin's the same thing. So I give her the same crap.
Here's the way it worked out. The first 4 years, the guys were building the chapter, the colony, they did all the work. They graduated, they were left. So I pledged, I rushed. And then at the time we got our national charter, because it was up to them, I held the philanthropy chair and the social chair. Are you surprised? Absolutely not. So I was a two-chair holder at the time we got our National Founding Father certificate.
For the whole show, I need you to hold two chairs for me.
How about I give them away?
All right. First person that gets down here can grab a chair.
Should I call him back?
Yeah, call him back.
Get some
this
chairs.
This is the only place I know that sells more pizzas when they're closed than when they're open.
Pizzas just walked out the door and both doors are locked.
Hey, we got to feed the hungry workers, man.
No, there's no doubt.
They are
all right,
hungry.
So here's what we're going to do on today's show. Here's who's who we're going to be speaking to.
And I have an award for him.
Tentatively on today's show. We are going to speak to... And I don't want to say America's most recent millionaire, because there were millionaires made after this.
Yeah, there was one yesterday
for $415 million. Right. And
I'm trying to find out who that is so I can hang out with them. But Lewis Taylor will be on after the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
And I have a bone to pick, not with him, but with what people are saying. And I'm going to wait until Lewis is on, to discuss it with him. On Twitter, you know him as Shamrock Ken. We know him as Ken Shamrock, who is going to be wrestling Tom Lawler in a real wrestling match.
Sure.
Now, you might want to get the Hulkster here or whatever, and we can figure out the difference between real and not real.
Scripted. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really pain inflicted. I mean, Alex Weghorn took a chest backhand slap from somebody. Who was that?
Titan. It was somebody, all right.
So, and knocked him into like another room or off this network.
Speaking of that, I believe it's the Titan game start tonight.
Yeah.
8 o'clock. With the Rock. All right.
And then also, I'm not saying that one had anything to do with the other, because it didn't. But
so what'd you have to do with it?
But we will be on Shannon Rich's fight banner and I think he said shorts.
What? That's cool.
So he sent out a photo. And again, I was clowning a little bit because, we are non-biased media. So there's a radio show that's on his shorts.
Ah,
and so I kind of said,
trolling.
I said, oh, I see a radio show's on your shorts. He goes, well, you're on the banner. Now you're on my shorts too.
Nice.
So, yeah. Not the first time Knockout Radio's been on shorts. We were on Westifer Sims III shorts when he fought in Texas. Back in the day. So those three guys are going to be on. We're going to bounce all around, talk about the PFL. We're going to talk about the UFC. Didn't get to watch it live, but we listened to some of it driving back. All right, I do have a question for you. And as you all know, I don't listen to other shows.
Correct.
I try not to even read other shows' tweets. As it turns out, I don't even read my own emails with window stickers.
And that is true.
So I don't read. I don't do a lot of reading.
Okay.
After John Jones became or continued to be the GOAT, I guess he went on a radio show with Ariel.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm conflicted. I've talked to Buccaneers when I was in the locker room on Monday about this. I talked to some people that I fairly respect yesterday at the Outback Bowl as well. And I don't know what I would do. And here's my question to you.
Okay.
If somebody came on this show and they gave...
Well, lay it out on what he did and then ask...
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. If somebody came on the...
Well, you have to say exactly.
John Jones, allegedly, I didn't hear it, but this is what I was told. When he went on another radio show, he said that he would only talk to Ariel and would not address Chael at all.
Okay.
Okay. My thought is, and again, even if you're at that level, I mean, I don't know. I would hope that I would do the same even on the level that we're at, which isn't bad, but it's not the four-letter network. It's not Fox where they just left. If I was at the four-letter network, if I was at Fox and I'm at the top of the game, I would hope, I think I would, and I would hope that I would say, you either talk to both of us or you don't talk to either one of us. The show is... When you clowns don't say anything, yeah, what happened there? Part of our ear went out.
There we go.
When I'm doing an interview and you guys don't talk, and I know I just called you clowns, and you guys are clowns during some interviews because you don't ask questions. That's not the person we're talking to saying I don't want to talk to you guys, and that certainly isn't me saying you guys can't talk to them. That's your own doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose, if Chael says, you know what, I can't stand this guy, I'm walking out, I still may have a problem with that too, but at least that's his decision. I don't know if I'm all good for somebody coming on and saying, it's kind of like coming on and saying, and this has happened and some media people have refused, I will come on as long as you don't talk about. Well, then don't come on. Who are you to say what we're going to talk about? Now, again, if there's bad stuff, if I choose to do that.
So what's the Chael thing? Because I don't know about them having a beef at it. I didn't know. Well, yeah, but I mean, they both were cheating on steroids. They both, like, it's like calling the kettle black or living in a glass house. So, just personal dislike, but that's just part of the fight game. I mean, that's...
Well, it's just part of life. I don't know
how much of it's true, how much of it's real.
Well, again, I don't know if it's the fight game or it's just everyday life. I mean, there's people I don't talk to that are in the fight game.
Sure.
You know, I got an email from somebody asking for forgiveness.
Oh, yeah, family?
Yeah, no, not family.
That's how the family's still dead to
you? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say dead to me, but, you know.
You're not talking right now.
Well, there's a lot of people in my family that are not talking to each other. So
it's all over politics.
It's whatever. So I did. I got an email from somebody in the media asking me to forgive them if this person did anything, and I did what?
For not standing at the national anthem.
I ignored his email.
That's your big deal. That's your big thing.
You know, I got a bone to pick with you as well.
For me?
Yeah, with you.
What?
Did you ever ask the question? I didn't give my two cents.
No,
I don't think he did either.
He took me off on what happened yesterday.
I'm just saying.
So the question is, was that right? Was that wrong? If this was your show, if you were running the show, I mean, you're a third of the show, whatever. Where do you stand? Is that okay?
I mean, for a guy like me, as a co-host of the show that's here week in, week out, Coco today, but next week I'll be co again.
I'm pretty sure you will be.
Like,
yeah,
when Debo's around, I'll be quiet. But when he leaves, I'll be talking again. So, but I think, you know, for loyalty to the show and what the brand and the network is, you pick the show first, and then whoever doesn't, you know, the star, the talent, they don't play games, they don't come on. But they're the star. They're the ones that are going to get the ratings. They're the ones that get the views. So the network's kind of in a tough spot. Like, who do you show your loyalty to? The show? Is it their decision or is it the network?
I get no problem with what he did. I know Chael had sent out some tweets regarding the drug test, and he didn't want to play that game. It's on ESPN. The UFC probably told John Jones, you have to go on. And John said, I'm not doing it, I'm guessing, because of him. And they met in the middle with, just don't address him. And he was completely respectful about it.
Yeah.
I'm just not addressing you, I just want to address you, Ariel. And that's it. And the other thing is, John Jones doesn't need Ariel and ESPN. ESPN needs him.
Does he? Does ESPN need John Jones?
Yes.
Does ESPN need Conor McGregor?
No.
Yes.
No.
For their $1.5 billion investment, they do.
For their $1.5 billion investment, they get John Jones. They get
Conor
McGregor.
He can say no.
No, he really can't.
Hey, where's it going to go?
He really can't. I mean, if Dana comes in and says ESPN's on, you're on. I'm just saying.
As you see John Jones
has a lot of pull, just like Connor does. They moved the whole fight because of him.
Yeah.
He can right. he can do what he wants.
In a week notice.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he does do what he wants.
He can do what he wants.
It was just something that bothered me. So now can I get to what that I'm sort of mad at you?
Why are you mad at me?
Because you're an instigator.
It's not good to start at 2019.
It's shocking that he's an instigator.
He's the instigator, yeah. Not you?
Stirring the pot?
No. He's the instigator to set me off and then stands back and watch my head explode.
Oh, okay.
Try to reel you back in.
So when the bucket walked by yesterday with the flag thrown in the bucket.
Yeah,
wadded up.
I would think.
I watched it.
No, but what I'm saying is, knucklehead to my right made sure I knew so that I would lose my mind and fly off the handle.
That's your thing.
It is your thing.
When it comes to the flag.
He just brought it to your attention.
Right, when it comes to the flag.
I got no problem with it.
But if I didn't know about it, I wouldn't have gone to go kill three drum majors.
Well, my question was, how do you feel about that as someone who...
Well, no. No, what would have happened today if we're talking about the game... And Matt over here says, oh, and yesterday I noticed this. You would have said, well, why didn't you bring that to my attention?
Exactly.
And I would have handled it.
But it would be the same answer. So if he wouldn't have told me yesterday, he shouldn't tell me today. Because you would get the same response.
So what happened with the bucket of flags?
There was a bucket of...
Now, does it matter if it's
I walked out on the field.
Does it have to be a regulation? Yeah,
you went over the yellow dotted line. The one person we thought that wouldn't go over the yellow dotted line was the person who did it.
Now, the question is... Does it have to be a regulation flag for it to have the same sentimental value? That was a prop flag that they strung out with the band. Does it matter if that flag touches the ground? Like, does it have to be a regulation flag made by Betsy Ross or whatever?
I'm sure in the regulations, which I don't follow regulations.
We know that.
I'm sure. Nice unison there. I'm sure that it has to be regulation, this, that, the other. To me, the flag is the flag. I'm not a fan of defacing the flag, dropping the flag. Laughing, wiping your face with the flag. And just to be clear, and then we need to hit this break, and I've said this all the time, I'm this way on every flag. It's not just the United States of America flag, which means the most to me, but I feel the same way towards the Brazilian flag, the Russian flag, the Israeli flag, the German flag. To me, the flag is the flag. It doesn't mean the same thing to me, but treating the flag the same means the same thing to me. It's the flag. It's that country's flag. It's that nation's flag. It's, you know, even to the extent, and it's a little different, you know, a religious flag or this, that, the other. Just flags are supposed to be something different. It's a symbol. And yes, I take the American flag very, very seriously, but I guarantee you, you've never seen me sit during any other national anthem. I may not. Well, I don't. I don't put my hand over my heart. I don't. I still don't talk during it, but I don't show the same. Because it's not my flag, but you still treat it with respect. You still don't wear it as a cape. You know, you still don't, you know, wipe your rear end with it. Like a lot of things that happens. And it does set me off. You know what else is going to set me off if we don't hit this break on time? So let's do that. When we come back, well, he's almost a millionaire. Because okay. He has to pay taxes. He has to pay a lot of things. But a sizable check was given to your middleweight PFL champion, Lewis Taylor, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong. And staff song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Monster Jam. There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's a little more it's a little more professional than your ding, 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 ding.
I like it. I mean, it's a new sound card for the 2019.
Yeah, well, hopefully we don't have to we don't hear that too often.
Or is it every time you hear Bell, an angel gets his wings? Like at a wing stop or something?
You know who else passed away is the leader of the Berto clan.
No.
Yeah, Head Berto.
Yeah,
passed away. Part owner of the gym over in Tampa that I used to be involved with.
UFC veteran.
2018 yeah. or 19?
18.
18. So we can talk about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of bad stuff. Yeah. You know,
name last year, George Bush, Burt Reynolds.
Well, it's
kind of hard to pass up a president.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who it is, it could be the biggest name, whoever.
The flags are still at half mast.
No, they just, I think it was the 30th.
Did they?
I think it went till the 30th.
Did you hear a story about how bored he was in his old age, so he became a pen pal to a kid overseas?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't tell the kid who it was until he was 17. I was like, holy crap, my pen pal was a president of the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, and it's
sometimes he would give hints, like, I'm going to see my son who lives in a very big white house.
Wow.
Yeah. And he would, like, drop little things, and they would always read his letters before he sent them off to make sure that he didn't give away too much information.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the kid had no idea.
Wow.
That is cool. It's obviously it stinks. I hate it. I hate death. I can't stand it. But it's my favorite of watching the awards ceremonies, whatever it is, or even on New Year's Eve when they show. You know, out of the respect, and they always leave somebody off, but it's always cool you know, to watch it. I do have a complaint, shockingly. Well, I don't know if I really want to go there.
We have a new department for that this year.
But yeah. I'm sure the both Mr. of McClellan. You, I'm sure the both of you are smart enough to know.
Well, one of us are.
Which one?
Well, I'll hear it and still tell. Yeah, say it's
we'll
me.
Wait, we'll wait to hear the question first.
What would be my biggest problem, my biggest issue when they're putting all of these names and photos up of people that died, that have passed away?
The suicide ones.
Yes.
The people who took their own life out of selfishness or greed.
Who was up there?
Oh, I don't even know.
Bourdain, Kate Spade.
Yeah, Bourdain was up. Yeah, it was. It was Bourdain and then Kate Spade right after.
Robin Williams the year before.
Many years before. It was like, he's like 4 or 5 years now.
Really?
Yeah. And that does just kind of bother me. I mean, it does. You know, it's not that you're comparing, but you're putting them up together, and one would much rather be here, and didn't.
One obviously didn't.
Right.
Sure. Two.
So just my little, you know, whatever. Some big things over the next couple weeks, over the next couple months.
Yeah.
Planning. I got to decide what city, what state, and what country I want McClellan to get arrested in.
Oh, yes. Preferably third world.
Well, yes. We may go to Mexico.
That's not third world.
It's close enough.
We just had one here.
What, a Mexican?
Yeah.
I'm like,
Trump let the wall down? Like, what's going on here?
What are you talking about?
Have you seen the New Year's resolution with Trump and the wall? It's like a guy looking over the fence. He's like, Mr. Trump, can I have my ball back?
So I'm looking into going to L.A.
You are.
For the Bader.
Maybe the greatest.
We're looking to go to L.A. as well.
I'm looking to go as well.
To what? What are you looking into going to?
The Mike Tyson podcast show.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to take them, but yeah.
What is this?
I've been invited to the podcast.
You got to stop using this I, the singular type of like.
Are you French?
Oui.
Are you French?
Actually, I am. My parents are from, or my grandmother was from Provence in South France. So yes, we can go to.
I'm just going
to
get that DNA kit so we can.
Yeah.
Oh, part Native American, like, what's that lady?
I saw a thing on Facebook. It said, what do me and her have in common? I have a white Jeep outside that says Cherokee on it. That was pretty funny.
All right, so the plan is we're looking into L.A. for Fedor and Ryan Bader with a little sprinkled in a little Mike Tyson.
For the heavyweight championship of Bellator.
Of Bellator. Then Mexico for Shannon Rich's fight.
Bare knuckle boxing.
It's Bobby a great Gunnan card. I'll tell you what. I don't think he's in yet, but that is a great card.
Where's it at in Mexico?
Cancun. Or no?
I think it's Mexico City. Yeah.
Oh.
I think. So can we go back to third world now?
It's Cancun.
No, it
Cancun?
I'm just saying elevation. Terrible. And the smog. That Denver was bad.
And I think David Feldman got a little upset at me when I said I would put Garcia as the first fight of the night.
Sure.
It's not to take away from Leonard Garcia, but I guarantee you butts will be in the seats.
Sure.
People will be watching the pay-per-view. Absolutely. Now, he said he wants that on the pay-per-view. So, I mean, and I get it. I totally get it. But how do you not want to see that fight?
It's an amazing card, and it's going to be an incredible.
The Mexicutioner, the rematch there.
It's first time it's going international.
I wonder what happens to Raps.
I was going to say, what happened to the Raps?
I wonder what happens to Raps after the particular fights, especially in Mexico.
Cancun, Mexico.
All right.
Yeah, Cancun.
The night before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, you chose Bare Knuckle Boxing Championship.
I think I am.
Over.
I am also looking at both.
Whoa. Fill me in on details.
If I wanted you filled in, I would have filled you in.
I have a question regarding that weekend in Atlanta.
All right, there is a third thing, our third broadcast.
Okay.
Just to throw it out.
But this is around the same date, so I just had a question. And you can think about it if you want to.
I'd rather not.
All these people are refusing to do the halftime show, but what about the people doing the concerts on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the NFL Experience? It's the same thing. It's all run by the NFL.
What are they boycotting again?
Kaepernick.
It's still the Kaepernick. So who's doing concerts on Friday and Saturday?
Cardi B is performing, who already declined to do it with Maroon 5.
That is interesting. Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Aerosmith is performing with a special guest who's going to be Post Malone. Usher and Migos are performing, who both said no. But they're all performing in downtown Atlanta.
And they're still downtown Atlanta all or at the NFL Experience?
It's all part of their NFL Super Bowl party.
And again, to be honest, even if it's not the NFL Experience, you're still jumping on the NFL bandwagon of it being Super Bowl weekend.
Through affiliation. You're still supporting it.
All right, and the third event will be Phoenix, middle of February.
Phoenix, for what?
He needs to go get two Jeeps.
That's it.
I hope it's taken care of before then. But a live broadcast. I may do more than one.
The Dan and Don show.
Who? No.
Dan Severin.
No, you want to do Don that? I thought you were giving up on the gimmick stuff.
No, they invited me to come
but
out.
But you're not a gimmick
it.
Anymore.
I'm a credible journalist now. Welcome to 2019.
Yeah, except for when we're 2019.
2019, so what's that?
No, it's not. You said welcome to 2018.
I'm back in the... Well, I'm still living in the past. That's one of my glory days.
God. This is...
Can you grow the mohawk back, please?
Yeah.
I need to take you seriously.
You guys are the ones that told me to shave it.
I
never said that.
That guy did.
I never thought... You as Gumby with the mohawk.
I never thought, intelligent never thought I'd miss hair extensions more.
That was my real hair, bro.
And then the broadcast from Phoenix, where again I may do, we may do, depending on who Co may be out there. Eight Man Strong, we may do something from their warehouse.
Oh, that's cool.
I know it'll be nothing similar, but let's get him really envious.
Okay,
we're talking about McClellan.
Wow. Yes,
talk about the experience. That you and Joe McClellan, Joe Marquardt.
I was going to say, are we not going to have a flashback?
We are
to the Warrior Wear.
Back to the Warrior Wear. Now, the only reason why, in full honesty, the only reason why I didn't have the same reaction as you and Joe Marquardt is I'd already been there earlier.
Okay. So we walk. It's like this industrial park, and okay. we park the car, and we go into this little office, and the guy, you know,
and Warrior Wear was. Not quite.
It was the second largest MMA clothing company
at the
outside
time.
Of Tap Out.
Sure.
And we were there for a Fedor fight,
yeah.
Of all things. So we go in there and ask for the owner, Nathan. He's not here, but he said, just come on in and you guys can take a couple of things. He opened the door and it looked like Sam's Club inside with just everything.
Wow.
You had shirts, hats, shorts, you know, gym gear, whatever. So I take a couple of shirts and I turn around and there's Knockout JoJo with a trash bag.
Wow.
And he's just loading up the trash bag with stuff. It was great.
I got a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Randy, I got a sweatsuit.
And the last thing they said was, the guy pulled me aside. He goes, those two shirts right there, can you please not wear them for a week? They're not released yet.
Wow.
And I said, sure, not a problem, buddy. Guess what happened? I got back to the hotel. This isn't out for another week and look what I'm wearing already. It's pretty sweet.
I don't know why you tell that story.
It's
that I have a hair.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Statute of limitations is over.
Yeah, the company doesn't exist anymore, so it's cool.
Guy wears
JoJo put him out of business.
Yeah,
the media events. You know,
he JoJo puts Walt Disney World out of business.
He did. Yeah, same trip. The sushi,
restaurant or church lawns.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
Wow. Anaheim was cool. So yeah, so that's basically going to be the plan for the next 6 weeks.
Awesome.
Now.
It's our first quarter schedule.
Yeah, that's my first quarter. Pick one, and then we will decide if that's the one you're going to.
Do you have a passport?
I do have a passport.
I don't. I need to update it.
Meaning to get that.
I need to get it done.
Oh, I don't think it will be done by February 2nd.
You know? No. Oh, yeah, it's February 2nd?
Yeah.
Well, we could drive down.
The government shut down.
Those are tough.
Yeah, so I can't go.
Can't go.
Those are tough.
And you ain't getting into Mexico anyway. They're not letting anybody go to Mexico.
Oh.
Unless you want to jump the wall.
I guess we're going to L.A. I mean, the Tyson.
Still need a passport.
Hold on a second. Not, I guess I'm.
Still need a passport.
I'm not saying where am I going. I know where I'm going. Which one of those three would you like to go to?
I think to L.A. because I would get a 2-for-1. Yeah, I'd be there for the Mike Tyson podcast.
No, you're not going to the Mike Tyson.
You get to pick one city and one event.
Right.
And then at night you go to the Fedor Vader fight.
One event.
That's a one-day continuation.
Well, no, because I'm going to Tyson earlier.
Same day.
No.
Oh, so 26th, right? January?
You're coming out on that Friday. The plan is I'm going to come out probably a week sooner, and you can't be gone from this establishment that long.
I will sell this thing.
He won't sell it. He'll just give it away at that point.
I will leave the door unlocked and just whatever happens, happens.
Could you do me a favor and let me know when that's going to happen? Because I really want that thing right there.
Which one?
You know, to keep my sodas in.
I really want that thing right there.
The TV?
I'll take the TV. Jeez.
I don't.
Did you see someone went into a Walmart and stole like a 65-inch, put it on the back of their scooter, and they tipped? Surveillance camera. They got two steps out the door.
All right. We are still trying to get a hold of Lewis Taylor.
He's a millionaire now. He's a little hard to find. We got to go through his people find him.
It's a process.
I really liked what he said after the fight.
Cha-ching?
Well, no. He said the house is now paid for. He turned to his two daughters and said, your education is now paid for. I mean, that's awesome that you think like that so quickly after an event.
Sure.
You know, like when I was with Tyrone Booz, I can't believe he fought, and it was for very low five digits. World champion. Defended his title. Very low five digits. He hands me the check, and he says, keep this check. Keep it in your pocket. Don't give it to me. I don't want it until we get back home. And then I'm going to deposit to pay off my house.
Nice. That's
smart.
It's awesome.
Definitely good stuff. So where are we? Want to go back to UFC?
We're at 88, 24, yeah, we're in St. Pete. North. Home of Tour de Pizza.
Duh.
Do. See, I'm French.
Now you remember. He's now co.
Oh. I got demoted twice already in this year.
Jeez. There's no established
in a year. It's a long year.
It's definitely going to be a long year. Did you watch? Did they have internet in Indiana? And B, did you watch any of the UFC?
So my parents are a little old-fashioned.
Or Brazilian.
His parents are not
Brazilian. I know, but they don't have internet, so they're either Brazilian or old-fashioned.
But give them 5 minutes and they'll be Brazilian. Let's listen to the story.
Yeah.
So my parents were in Brazil.
The internet didn't really work real well.
Well, let's be honest. The internet doesn't work real well here either.
This is true. And so I took the Stream Pro TV box with me, and I tried to connect to watch the fights live, and but
he always has excuses.
No. Nothing. I saw Condit come out, and then it froze, and that was the end of it.
It shows you, and it's like in anything. It's in sports. It's in age. It's not that he had talent in radio, but it's like McClellan with radio. You've got it one day, and the next second it's gone.
Next year it's gone.
Sure.
Just like looking at Carlos Condit again, and we talked about this last week. Thanks for calling in, by the way.
When was he a contender? 4 years ago.
Right, but I'm saying, but you still...
How far he's fallen in 4 years.
I get it.
An NFL player's career is normally 4 years, and he was a contender 4 years ago.
But when you hear certain names... Do you think right away to record? Do you think right away to what happened? Or do you go, oh, Carlos Condit, the natural born killer? Oh, yeah.
I think of that and I look, oh, wow, he hasn't won in 5 years. Probably not the natural born killer anymore.
I don't think fans think that way. I think they see the name and they get excited that they remember the heyday and the name was like a big name.
Oh, just like BJ Penn.
Sure.
Gets submitted for the first time ever.
Yeah. Father Time's undefeated. So everybody's got their day, and Cormier. Dana White says he's still got the fire, he's still got the fight in him. He would like to see Cormier fight a couple more times.
Well, he says March. That's it.
Daniel says March. Is his legacy John Jones? Does he have to fight Jones when Jones just won a convincing fight at his prime, coming back with his refocus? Does Cormier have to beat him in order to ride off in the sunset as the legend?
I have a response. Do you have one or do you want me to go?
You can go first.
All right, here's my thought. Daniel Cormier will never, ever fight John Jones at light heavyweight, first of all.
Okay.
Never happened. Daniel Cormier has everything to lose. Right now, people are still, he tested positive when you fought.
Sure.
We all know that he whooped your butt.
Twice.
If he was to fight John Jones at light heavyweight right now and loses, and he would, okay, and he loses, his entire light heavyweight reign is tainted. I'm not saying it's not tainted to begin with, but like he
just
says...
Just like Jones's sample.
Hey, good job. He never won the belt. I understand that. But because how he got the belt, on and on and on. If he was to now go to and fight John Jones at light heavy and lose, it takes everything off. It takes the double champ off. It takes all those losses. He's never lost. He's never this. He's never that. He will never fight him at light heavy.
But if he wins, he becomes the GOAT, and you never get a replacement for that guy.
Well, yeah, there'll always be a replacement.
So what happens if they fight at heavyweight and Jones does the same thing to him at heavyweight? Beat him. Now his heavyweight legacy is tainted just like the light heavy, and he beat him at both.
Oh, yeah. That moves him even.
But for a money fight, Is there a bigger fight out there than Jones Cormier?
Now, the question that I have is, everyone is discrediting that both Jones wins because he tested positive. Is that because everyone dislikes John Jones, and if it was a fan favorite,
absolutely,
they would say, "Oh, but he beat you. He tested positive, but it was cocaine, and he took it 2 weeks ago."
Absolutely,
Matt Hamill's the only one to ever beat him.
Well, and
John Jones is like Oklahoma. He didn't lose. He beat himself.
Well, UCF didn't win. Anything.
They did not.
Matt Hamill said in Tour de Pizza that he didn't beat John Jones. I mean, it's on the record.
Right.
I mean, it's a disqualification. He didn't beat him. And John Jones, if he was to win, and I think he would.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's talking about, well, Cormier would beef up. Well, so would John Jones. Jones would come in at 230, 240.
Sure.
230.
Of course. Eddie would wear it much easier and much better. Because Cormier isn't going to.
But Iva said that about the cocaine, you know, pop. I don't hold that against him at all.
I give more credit to him.
And
he may have been high on cocaine and still beat you.
And what I say to a lot of fans is to hold the type of person he is. It's kind of like the Warren Sapp thing here in the Tampa Bay area. To hold the DUI, the hit and run, all that stuff, that has nothing to do with what he did in the cage.
Sure.
Zero.
Right.
0.5 is the cocaine, which still has nothing to do.
Over 0.8 is the DUI.
Right.
or 0.08.
Almost pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, people have been popped with a whole lot more. You don't hear as much, really, about anybody.
Anderson.
Except for maybe Hoyce. Vitor. You don't hear it about Hoyce.
Anderson, Silva.
You really don't hear about it because they were loved. They were, yeah, I mean, it's periodic. But when was the last time you heard about Hoyce's positive
test? Stefan Bonner.
Yeah, well, his is alcohol. He is a DUI guy.
Yeah, his is alcohol now. I think
he's got a third. Did he get a third DUI?
I don't know.
Allegedly?
He's the champ.
Yeah.
The three-time DUI champ of the world.
He is bad stuff. You want to talk about UFC schedule that I didn't get to see Saturday night? You want to talk about any of those fights?
I didn't get to see it either. I was with you.
Yeah, that was your homework assignment. So talk about the UFC you didn't watch.
I didn't have internet. I couldn't watch anything.
Then get out of that state of Indiana and go somewhere where they have internet.
I was in a state of delusion. So, but no, I did not watch any of the fights.
And your boy, the Cuddly Bear, didn't win the heavyweight, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
the Cuddly Bear?
Yeah.
Josh Copeland?
That's his affectionate name.
That's, okay. That's my spirit of emotional support animal. Yeah. Josh Copeland, the Cuddly Bear.
I thought it was pretty cool, though, to have fights on New Year's Eve. You know, I did because I didn't go out, and I don't go out.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm staying at home. I'm waiting for the boring night that's about to come anyway. You know, we can't go to bed till 12:01:04.
Are you a resolution guy? Are you a guy that makes resolutions for the year, like Seth Goals?
Did you just say Seth Gold?
Yeah,
Seth Gold. Have you ever pawned anything on New Year's Eve?
I've hung out with Seth Gold a couple times, as a matter of fact, and less. Yeah, good guys.
Yeah,
no, I don't make any of that garbage because it's like gifts that I hate.
Except that T-shirt.
Which T-shirt?
You got a Rocky T-shirt.
I did get a Rocky T-shirt. I have to exchange it for the proper size.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to celebrate Christmas?
I'm allowed to celebrate anything I want.
Well, here's the difference. If someone who celebrates Christmas wants to get you a Christmas gift, even though you don't celebrate Christmas, that's fine.
Yeah. Do you guys do a tree? Do you decorate? Do you light?
What do you mean, you guys?
Well, I don't know.
What, are we all French?
Well, I don't know anything about your culture.
Are you French Jews?
I don't know. I don't know.
We may be. I don't know.
I don't think about the Jewish culture. All I know is there's Hanukkah and there's like a moose and there's a bench, mention on a bench.
McDummy, what did you just ask us if we have?
Christmas tree.
He doesn't know anything about being Jewish, but do you get a Christmas tree?
I'm going to say no.
I know nothing about
it. It's a Christmas tree.
Jesus was Jewish. That's your guy.
What does that have to do with a Christmas tree?
That's his symbol of his birth.
That's his symbol?
That's his symbol.
I thought
it was a hammer.
I thought it was the statue in Rio that I've been to.
You have been there.
I have been there. Jews all hanging out together. Dr. Davidson, me, and Yussel.
That's where my family originated from.
Yeah, I know that.
Deep below the base of Brazil.
Down in the favela. My thing is, and I've said this numerous times, I don't need a holiday. I don't need a birthday. I don't need whatever to give you a gift. If I want to give you a gift, I'll give it to you now. Why? But feel free if you want to give me one. I'll take it at any time. But what I'm saying is you don't have to wait until Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Easter.
Well, here, speaking of that, I got you guys gifts here. So these are authentic, official.
I want that one.
Okay. That's cool. I'll take this one. Yeah.
Gasparilla Bad Boy Mower Bowl which I attended, which the USF Bulls
did not attend.
against Marshall.
Let me see the dark one.
So
let me see the dark.
So these. So if you don't want them, you can re-gift them to a fan online.
I'll hold these for Christmas 2019.
Yeah, exactly.
Save those for a year.
All right. So the first person that either calls us. All right. The first person on air, and hopefully all of the staff back at the Queenship knows who's allowed and who's not allowed on the air.
Did we sort that out? Did we sort out the phone issue last night? Because we had people calling the wrong number, and then Kevin Lee called your cell phone during the middle of our interview.
How about that? Right in the middle of the interview, Kevin Lee calls the cell phone.
So we're still talking.
He just wanted to talk to you, and he didn't want to talk to McDummy.
No way. We're still talking to Shannon Rich and Kevin Lee. That was
good stuff, though. Yeah, amazing. No, I mean, it's all set up. It's all fine. You know, we have a list of banned people. So most athletes...
Surprised you're not on the list, Matt.
Well, he's not allowed to call in. That's why he didn't call in last week.
Well, that was because he didn't have internet.
So you didn't...
I didn't win $1 million. I don't have a new number.
What was the issue on you not calling in last week?
What do you mean? Well, you sent me a message saying, I'm good either way. And I wrote back, I don't have internet service here. I don't think my connection is going to be very good. So... Then I never heard a message back.
All you got to do is pick up this thing. See this thing here? What's this called?
That is a telephone.
Right, a telephone. Do they have telephones in Indiana?
You got to climb a pole. It's on a Green Acres. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No, I've never been to Green Acres. So first person that either calls. Do you want to just do call?
I mean, do call.
Yeah.
All right, first person that is allowed on our airwaves. I have to be specific. Okay. At 866-10-1340. And calls up and calls McDummy. It has to be clean if they're
Jughead.
No,
it's McDummy.
First of all, you don't tell us how we do our giveaways.
I want my own nickname. I'm going to create my own nickname.
You have your own McDummy. It's McDummy. And you fit it perfectly.
I don't have red hair anymore.
Sort of the McClellan Awards.
Where are we on that? Have you come up with anything yet?
McClellan Awards?
Yeah.
Yes, I already have one. I'm waiting for Ken the Goat Shamrock to... appear on the show before I release my winner.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's going to pick.
No. No, he's not.
I already got mine.
Choice. Multiple choice.
All right, so what are they?
Well, for me.
No, for somebody else. Why would I ask you for somebody else's McClellan Award?
So what is my dummy award going? Like, who's going?
The bonehead move of 2018.
Oh, bonehead move of 2018. Well, mine was getting fired on air. That was yours, right, for me?
Yeah. That would be your bonehead. I loved it.
And this doesn't have to go to you.
Yeah.
It could be anybody. That gets the McClellan Award. I mean, if you really think you had the most boneheaded thing in 2018, more power to you.
I mean, I think Jameis Winston.
How do you narrow? Let me ask you this.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. But how would you narrow down all your bonehead things you've done to just get it into a multiple choice?
Well, I was like Olympic committee. You know,
we would have to decide.
We'll get the judges from the Wilder Five.
So again, this doesn't. You're not even in this. You're not even eligible for this. You have to be specific when you make these rules.
I mean, he could be eligible.
No, he's not. He cannot be eligible for his own.
So he can't nominate himself. But right. You can give him his own award.
Right.
Okay.
We know McDummy always makes it about himself.
Well, that's true.
I think for the.
I have two.
Okay. Go ahead.
One is MMA related. One is not MMA related.
All right, since this is a predominantly MMA show,
we'll go both.
We'll go both.
Perfect. All right. So the MMA one would be Alexander Volkov. You're winning the fight.
Yeah.
You have 11 seconds.
The Black Beast.
Don't engage the guy who wants to take your head off. That is the first one.
Okay.
The second one goes to Mr. J.R. Smith in Cleveland, because when you have the ball in a tied game in the NBA Finals, you score. You don't run the clock out and then go to overtime and then lose. So those are the two. What are you thinking?
I mean, we could go back to Denver, to the Korean Zombie with 1 second left, taking a elbow from Rodriguez. 1 second left in a 25-minute championship fight, and you lose it all?
No, it was a championship fight in their mind.
Oh, it was just a five-rounder.
Well, it was.
Main event.
It was a main event.
Right, main event wasn't.
Well, championship rounds, five rounds.
Okay.
Championship rounds.
Okay. Way to help us, you know, walk you through... Bonehead play, I'm going to say him just saying that was a championship fight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you're already in the running for the 2019 double.
He's 1-2 right now.
Absolutely unbelievable.
And at the St. Pete Grand Prix, I took second place in the media day races, and I did not qualify. So, and I celebrated with a trophy. I put it up on a mantle like I won something when Randy said, I don't take compilation prizes. And the guy was like, what? You're not going to take the complimentary trophies? Like, I don't take complimentary trophies.
I'm like UCLA. I only hang championship banners.
They were shocked when I refused the
trophy. Randy, and the guy didn't know what to do.
You should have thrown it in the bay. I don't want this.
And I took second place gladly. Promoted it for
when they took last place.
Gladly. I gladly took second place.
I look like Bowser out there on the Mario Kart.
It was pretty funny. It definitely was pretty funny. All right, so believe it or not, we are one down, one to go. When we come back, we're going to reach out to Ken Shamrock. We're going to reach out to Rich Shannon. Or Shannon Rich. We're going to reach out to Lewis Taylor again, Dave Feldman. We're going to try to get a hold of him. A lot of cool stuff. A lot of great broadcasts are coming up over the next couple weeks. We're going to get to some of it when and if we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stanson.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.